Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jessica Farley.
There's something exciting coming up this weekend in Spruce Pine, and somehow or another, you wound up a part of it. So, hey, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm coming to you as a part of the health department just because I'm out there for the families who need something to do on a weekend that you find yourself bored. And I'm also coming to you as a community member with when I find myself bored with nothing to do in Spruce Pine, but people won't have that excuse anymore.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to get a lot up and going for the kids and the families of this community.
Well, one thing about it, there is more and more stuff going on, and that just, it's a lot of hard work because a lot of the same people do all the work, and we appreciate those folks that do that work. But it's always neat when there's something going on. So Toe Jam is coming up this weekend, which is going to become a Labor Day weekend staple around here, it looks to me like, and it's, what is it?
Well, Toe Jam is a rock and music festival, Bruce, and I can't take credit for any of the work put behind it, but there is a lot of concerned community members that are coming together to make it happen, and I was the only one that would get on the radio and talk, so lucky me. But it's going to be great. Some high-end bands are coming to town, and just to have them in Spruce Pine is saying a lot. And they want to come to Spruce Pine, and they want to meet our kind of people and engage them in the crowd. So, for one thing, there'll be music, and there'll be dancing, and there'll be all kinds of contests and kid events, and there'll be food trucks along with the restaurants that we have downtown. It'll just be in that little nook between Heff's and Bob's Antiques and that little parking lot right there.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be stationed right there and maybe across the road a little bit. And the big thing is it's free. It's totally free other than what you choose to buy as far as your food and your apparel or if you want to enter the contest, some of them have a fee. But as far as coming and enjoying the day and the music, everything's free.
We'll do the nuts and bolts of it. It is coming up on this Saturday. What time does it start?
It starts at noon, Bruce, and it'll end. The last band, I think, starts playing at 8 o'clock, and as long as the crowd's there, the band will play for probably 2 hours or longer. So we plan for it to open until about 11 o'clock that night.
So basically, you're expected the music to run from noon until then. You've got bands coming up, and I know some of them are from out of town, and some of them are the finest musicians you'll ever see because they're guys from around here, Pierce Danger and Sugar Daddy and all those. We know those guys, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, and Jader and the
Maters
yes.
going to be there.
So we're very excited about the mixture of bands. And in between the bands, like I said, there's going to be contests, like a watermelon contest, hula hoop contest. So come out and have fun, join in the fun, and we'll have a blast together. One thing I will say is we're going to have an inflatable water slide. So if you're bringing kids, and that's going to be free, but if you're bringing kids, bring them an extra change of clothes just because they're going to get wet and have all kinds of fun with that.
Yeah. So, again, there's something really for all ages. You've got the water slide. You've got a cornhole tournament you're going to be doing.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that cornhole tournament. We're going to have a classic car. The cars are welcome to come and park where everybody can look at them and walk around for a break between the bands. We're going to have a zip line for the kids, just like a little backyard zip line, no adults. We're going to have that for the kids, and we're going to have all kinds of apparel for sale. The Toe Jam official shirt's going to be there along with some other designs. So if you can't find nothing to do, come and see me, and we will find you something to do.
You'll have a big time.
Yes.
So now, this is going to take a lot of folks because you've got the bands will take care of themselves, sort of, but you're going to have all that type back up and all these booths and games and stuff. You got a lot of folks helping you.
We do. We had some vendors sign up as far as Paparazzi Jewelry, Arbonne Skincare, a boutique from Avery County, and of course, they'll man their own booths, but there is a lot of volunteers coming together to make this happen. High security because there is going to be a beer garden there, and we hope that everybody is responsible with whatever the drink is of their choice. But, of course, to make sure of that, there's going to be barricades and there's going to be a lot of security maintaining those people just to make sure that no beer leaves the scene and no people get in cars and drive. I think we've covered our bases, and a lot of people have stepped up to make this event happen, and we're all very, very excited about it.
Well, after the success of the Alien Festival, and then we know we have Remember When coming up in September, it's really neat to see all these things start happening. And we all know if it hadn't been for Bigfoot and Marion, we'd have never got started, and it was the way it was. And it really does give you more things to do. You know, we've had the Mineral and Gem Festival. We've had the Rhododendron Festival. We have art shows and things like that. This is something really for the kids and for the parents of the kids that just like rock music, something different.
And that's how we geared it. We want our community to come together and get to know each other and enjoy each other. We've talked about the people who want to sit up on Upper Street and just listen to the music. While that's good and fine, we want to invite those people down to be with us and join in with us in the fun and really just get to know our community and even some new people that might be coming. We've had calls from Morganton, Hickory, people who are these bands, they have up to like 300 to 500 followers, and they've called the chamber and they've called other volunteers to see how they get to Spruce Pine to see this specific band. So not just get to know our community, but just get to meet people and be together and have a good time.
Well, it sounds like it'll really be good. There's lots of folks you need to thank. You've got a big, long sponsor list. Folks can see that. We appreciate them, everybody making it happen. And the main thing, you know, even if folks want to come set up on the hill and set up there, they need still enjoy the music. They may be able to enjoy it across the railroad track. But
right.
The main thing is just get out and enjoy the weekend. And as I like to say early and often, don't tell me you ain't got nothing to do in Spruce Pine. This weekend you got something.
We do, and like I will go back to make it possible and make it totally free. There has been a lot of businesses and people step up to the plate and believe in this event and give money toward this event. So do pay attention to those sponsors and thank one of them for making this happen and making it a totally free event just so that people in this area would have something to do and bring to Spruce Pine. So those sponsorships are really the ones that are behind it and make it happen.
I want to remind you of a few things about the Toe Jam Festival this weekend. First of all, it starts, like we said, at noon on Saturday. That means Saturday morning there's going to be set up and a lot going on, and also Friday afternoon there'll be set up going on. So just be really careful as you go through town, especially through Lower Street, after, you know, Friday and during the day on Saturday. Kind of watch out for all that's going on. There will be one street closure from Upper Street down to Link Street. Lower Street will be closed. So it's kind of down the hill there and basically to the old Carolina Theater, to Heff's in that area. There will be that one street closure, but other than that, everything else will be open as far as streets are concerned in town. Also, remember that a lot of the fees that are going to be collected during the course of this, like if you put a car in and you pay to be in the car show, a bunch of that money is going, we didn't talk about it during the talk with Jessica, but it's going to Shepherd staff. So the folks that are putting this together, a big thing that they're concerned about is food insecurity. So there is going to be a lot of if any money is made, whatever's made up, most of it's going to go over to Shepherd staff by the time it's all over. And we'll keep you up to date with how all that goes. Should be a big time. Again, be careful if you're going to be in town and go down and check it out. A lot of folks have worked really hard. It sounds like it's going to be a great day. Thank you to Jessica Farley of the Toe River Health District for talking with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.